Yeah, so, I mean, here in the United States, we don't have too many options, right? I mean, you have the T1N, which is the 2006 earlier Sprinters, and then what they call the NCV3, which is the 2007 plus Sprinters. And what I tell a lot of people, like, the T1Ns are a really good option for people who are, like, okay with tinkering on their vans, because they are a little bit of an older vehicle, and they have some known issues that can be easily fixed. And so, you know, if you're okay with doing little things here and there, they're a great option. You can find them, you know, mid-mileage and, you know, relatively inexpensive. And they are better for shorter people. So they're only a 6-foot interior height. So, you know, if you need the taller height, that's where, like, the newer vans are really nice. So both the ProMaster, which is Dodge's offering, and then there's also the Nissan, which, and the Transit. Seems like most people now are kind of in the ProMaster, Transit, or Sprinter world. For all of those, you know, the height is a really nice option. So the new Sprinters are about 6'4" interior height, kind of after, you know, all the finishings. So that's a good option. You know, if budget is an issue, like, the ProMasters are a nice, they're much more, like, friendlier entry point for price. You know, the known issues with those is the rear axle a lot of people don't like. It has, like, low clearance for off-roading. It doesn't come in a 4x4. It's front-wheel drive. So there's all these, like, little details to kind of, like, think about, you know, kind of what's your usage, as he was pointing out. You know, if you're planning on being a lot of off-road, if you're planning on just being highway mileage, they all get pretty similar gas mileage, so there's not a large consideration there. And then all their payloads, so as far as, like, what you can put in them, is pretty comparable as well. So, you know, I think to start off, you know, to pick out a van, I think budget is obviously a big one for most people. And, you know, again, second is kind of, if you're willing to work on it, that really can kind of help to push you towards one direction or another. If you don't want to touch it, you know, Mercedes is great. Take it to the dealership. They'll take care of you. They're going to charge you for it. But you'll never have to touch that van. They'll clean it for you, too. But, you know, so the older versions are really nice for that. You know, you can work on them. You know, you don't have to be as afraid of taking them out and getting them dirty. So my 2 cents on it.